Welcome to episode 318 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. So we are more than halfway through 2017. Where's the time gone? You may be thinking about those New Year's resolutions you made a few months ago, and maybe you haven't made a lot of progress on them. So let's talk about trying to boost your productivity for the rest of the year and get you closer to those goals, because it's not uncommon for leaders to start the year with those big goals and dreams, and then the plans get abandoned due to busy schedules or the unexpected. It's humbling to realize you're failing to keep up and your goals may be unachievable. The good news? Productivity can go up with some strategic adjustments and a modest investment of time. Consider these tips to improve productivity at work. The first one is you have to honor your priorities. What are the top 3 to 5 things you must perform? Identify the tasks that are most important to your job and your business. You may be tempted to say, everything is important. Resist that urge. Trying to do everything produces mediocrity. You may need to look at your job description to remember those duties. This isn't your fault. You've been overwhelmed with changing priorities or emergencies that demanded attention. Your top 5 tasks should be the things you spend most of your time performing. Many believe these should make up 80% of your workday. While that's a good target, it's more important to ask, does this task fall in my top 5 so you can make adjustments to your schedule? Next, know why you need to improve your productivity. When you end your day, do you feel like you've made no progress towards your big picture goals? Identify what kept you from focusing on those top 5 tasks and if there's a way to minimize its impact. We've talked before about ways you can control interruptions at work. Sometimes this can be as simple as closing your door, turning off your phone's ringer, or not responding immediately to low-priority email. Does your coffee break routinely turn into a social hour with your colleagues? I like being social, but I also understand it can take up a lot of work time. By knowing where you lost time, you can control these distractions. You're taking the mystery out of your day. I want to talk to you about starting to delegate. Even the most effective people can find themselves doing tasks that contribute little to their productivity. Often, these are things that you used to do or know best how to do. You need to have someone else do these tasks, especially if you're no longer paid to do them. You should also consider whether you choose to perform these old assignments because they provide you with an excuse for not focusing on your new and potentially challenging duties. It's a common stall tactic, letting you avoid the uncomfortable. Delegation gives another employee a chance to develop new skills, which in turn increases their value to an organization. Provide support and guidance to that person with the understanding that you're soon going to stop performing the task. Final thought. It's easy to wait until the perfect day to improve productivity at work. By always waiting until tomorrow to make a change, you sacrifice today's improvement. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting? Find out more about my speaking presentations and check out some video clips at my website, KenOckel.com. While there, you can also learn more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, which gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget, our productivity video series has new episodes coming out every week. Again, you can check it out at KenOckel.com. KenOkel. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.